You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:30pm with Darren Owen, John Budden and James Millman in the studio. It's Chelmsford City and Plumpton domestically, and the card at Plumpton includes the Sussex National, and there's also action over in Ireland from Nace, and that card includes the Grade 1 Lawler's Hotel Novice Hurdle. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. James Millman. How are you, James?
Good morning. Yeah, very well, thank you.
Good. Happy New Year to you as well, sir.
And yourself?
Get up too much?
No, not really. I'm moving flat. So at the moment, I'm currently cleaning oven, defrosting fridge, freezer, all the rubbish jobs. So not a great start to New Year, but I'll be happy when I go on my travels in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, what an incredibly exciting way to see in the New Year there, James.
Fun times.
Well done. Let's just have a look back at some of the New Year's Day action as well. Very good card at Cheltenham. And we'll start with See You at Midnight, who staked his claims for the RSA, if you like. Decent performance as well in winning the Grade 2 Novice Chase there.
Very impressive. See You at Midnight, to be fair. He jumped extremely well from the front, making all the running under Brian Hughes for Sandy Thompson. And I was seriously impressed because it looked to be a very, very hot dipper chase on paper with a lot of decent types in the race. But the pace that See You at Midnight set basically got them all off the bridle at a very early stage. And only Black Lion, who's typically tough, giving away £3, was the only one to really get involved, and I thought it was an excellent performance from the horse. He's going to be better when he steps back up to 3 miles as well, because 2 mile 5 furlongs a little bit on the sharp side for him, and as long as the ground's on the easy side, I think he's definitely going to be a RSA candidate at the festival. And great to see a northern horse doing so well going down to Cheltenham and winning. He's probably the best horse in the north, and great for a small outfit as well to get a winner up at Cheltenham.
14-1 for the RSA. Would you see a bit of value in that?
The ground's obviously going to be the massive issue, because generally, come March, we do get a bit of a dry spell when it dries out to probably good to soft in places, and he just found it all a little bit too much from the World Hurdle. But if it was soft for that RSA, I could see him running well. So I doubt he's going to be that much of a smaller price on the day. So for me, he'd probably be more of a wait-and-see candidate. But he's definitely a live contender, especially if the ground is on the soft side.
Another of the impressive winners on the day was Village Vic, who won the Grade 3 Handicap Chase on the card. And his form this season has been fantastic, hasn't it?
Revelation this season, Village Vic. He was a very decent hurdler for the Hobbs team. Didn't quite fulfil that potential, but he really is now, because he has won 4 races, I think, this season. And he's gone all the way, making a run in the last twice at Cheltenham in very competitive races. He's £90 higher than when he won it Weatherby first time out, yet he still won with a little bit in hand, and Richard Johnson thinks he'd be better on quicker ground, and he's a massive improver. So a great trend performance from Philip Hobbs to get him back to his best.
And one of the easiest winners on the card, an 11-length winner of the Rail Keel Hurdle Camping Ground. What did you make of that?
Very impressive, wasn't he? And a horse that we haven't really seen too much of in England. He was fourth in the Imperial Cup last spring and was travelling quite nicely when he fell in the Peterborough Chase at Huntingdon behind Alpha Rob. So it's hard to know what he would achieve that day, but I don't think he would have been too far behind Dan Skelton's grey, and he was very, very impressive. Always travelled strongly, quick and clear, a long way out, and again got some decent horses off a bridle. Lil Rodafecker was second, and he rated 151, so the fact he was 20-1, he didn't deserve to be that big a price, but the more established runners, Cole Harden, Top Notch, Bob's Worth, were all a little bit disappointing in behind. So for me, Camping Ground, and no fluke about it, to be honest. I think, again, he loved a soft ground. It was very, very soft ground there at Cheltenham on New Year's Day, and unlikely to be anywhere near like that when they run in March. But on that form, he's a decent individual. So again, if it's a bit of soft ground, you certainly see him as a World Hurdle candidate.
Yeah, he's been given a quote of 10-1 for the World Hurdle.
Yeah, I think he's going Cleve Hurdle next. So probably a little bit of a better guide there. But as long as he can be as effective on it on a quicker surface, I don't think that's a bad price at all.
Anything else stand out to you on New Year's Day?
Not particularly. I just thought it was good to see some small trainers winning. Obviously, Tom Lacey also had a winner with single farm payment. And it was great that Mullins and Nichols and co. didn't dominate, as what they tend to do in these big meetings.
All right, good stuff. Let's leave that there. Let's move on to Sunday's action. James has got four races for us, and we'll get his bets on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
All right, we're going to look at some of the action at all three meetings on Sunday, and we start at Nace in their 150, which is the Lawless Hotel Novice Hurdle, a grade one over 2.5 miles, and I imagine Bells Hill's going to be pretty short to win this, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a typical grade one Willie Mullins benefit, isn't it, again, yeah. Over in Ireland. Bells Hill with a one this time, which looks like to have a golden opportunity, and a very, very decent individual. He's taken the hurdle in particularly well, like you'd expect it, and realistically he's probably got about £20 in hand of his rivals. Obviously, the Alan Fleming horse, Marrakush, is interesting. He's only had two runs and he could well be anything, but we've seen a very high level of form from Bells Hill, and realistically he's just got to turn up and win, I think. Although obviously Under Sir hit the deck and he's had a couple of reverses, but generally these hot shots in the Grade 1 company have got a job done, and I think it'll be no exception with Bells Hill.
Yeah, Willie Mullins won the last two renewals of this as well, and he's obviously got a strong hand because Stone Hard in the lineup would have some kind of chance as well.
He's tending to, even if he doesn't win it with the main one, the backups can come in. And obviously Gigginstown have had a very, very good Christmas period with a variety of trainers. And you certainly wouldn't rule out Stone Hard, because I think the Gigginstown operation, they're quite happy to run against some of the Willie Mullins' best horses, even if they're in the Willie Mullins' yard. So although they're number one and number two, it's never always a surprise when Nickinson horse comes out on top. So I'll say interesting enough, but I do think Bells Hill will win quite comfortably.
Bells Hill then to win the 150 at Nace. Moving to Chelmsford City next for their 230. This is a Class 2 handicap over 1.25 miles. Seven of them in the lineup here, James. How do you see this going?
Only seven runners, which is a little bit of a shame for a 30 grand handicap. Although this time of year, runners do get a little bit sparse. But First Mohican, he turned into a really impressive effort when he won, I think, at Wolverhampton last time out 29 days ago. And he's the one that's fit and certainly in form. And he's going to be the one to beat. But the interesting one there is at the bottom of the weights off 8.5 is Power Game for Sidewind. So only three runs last year, all on artificial surfaces. And he won his last two. Hasn't been seen for 104 days, but Godolphin do like to target a few nice horses on new weather now, especially with the new all-weather classics in March. And he's definitely very, very interested in his Power Game. And I think he's going to be pretty hard to beat for Godolphin if the money comes for him. So unfortunately for the old boy First Mohican, he might just struggle against younger legs in a Power Game. So Power Game will be the section for Sidebin Surratt.
Power Game in that race then. Moving to Plumpton for their 2.40 next. This one is the Sussex National Class 3 handicap chase over 3.5 miles. 14 of them in the lineup for this year's renewal. Who would you side with in there, James?
Yeah, cracking renewal actually, this Sussex National. 30 grand, 14 runners, and it'll be a bit of a slog in this. We have a heavy ground at Plumpton forecast for tomorrow's action, and it will take some getting. But the one I'm probably going to go for will be Kerry Lee, Roosie Blanc. Kerry's had a really good start to her career since she took out a licence from her father, and £5 claim of Kieran Geffen's could be key, because in this ground, lugging plenty of weight around Plumpton won't be easy. So that £5 will take him down to 11.4, and he's just a type of improver that could go very, very close. So Roosie Blanc will be the selection, but obviously with the weather as it is, you could look at some of those at the bottom of their weights. Nail him for Nigel Hawke, he's only got 10.8. First time visor, could just see him travel a little bit more sweetly. He's had a bit of time off, but fourth and second after a blank year off the track last year. He's certainly stripping fitter, and he could be interesting. While the bottom weight itself, Gorgeous Liege for Venetia Williams. That race at Foss Lassing took a lot out of him when he was basically pulled up, but then jumped the last, finished second at Foss Lassing, I think it was in the West Wales National. He's been pulled up the next three times, but Venetia's persevering, and Venetia's on heavy ground. They tend to come good at some time. So the fact he's only got 10.5, if he travels a little bit more sweeter on this occasion, he could be interesting. But I'm going to go for Roussey Blanc as a selection.
And onto the final race we'll look at. This is the 3.40 at Plumpton. This one is a Class 4 handicap hurdle over just short of 2 miles. 14 of them to go to post here, and quite a competitive event to finish with here.
Again, another big field. 14 runners, generally single-figure fields at Plumpton, but on their big day of the year, they've got plenty of runners, and again, it's going to be a difficult task in that ground. I'm going to go for another Kerry Lee horse, Aces Over Eights, who made a promise in return when second. A little bit disappointing 5 weeks ago, but perhaps he can bounce back in slightly weaker company with Jamie Moore in the plate. A race where lots of these struggle to get ahead in front. Nebula Storm did win a couple starts back, but he's not the easiest to predict for Michael Blake and Harry Cobden. While Pilgrim hasn't run for a couple of years, that'd be a good training performance from Robert Walford if he can get in back on track, but he could be well handicapped if so. But no, in a tricky finale, I'm going to go again with Kerry Lee, and hopefully she can have a good Sunday. So Aces Over Eights will be the selection in the finale.
Aces Over Eights for James in the 3:40. Then let's just, as usual, have a little bit of a summary. If you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, 150 at Nace in the Grade 1. Again, it's a Willie Mullins benefit, and I think Bells Hill will certainly find it easier to get off the mark. In the 2:30 at Chelmsford, we're going to go for Power Games. The unexposed four-year-old looks to be a typical Godolphin improve. I think we saw Trista a couple of years ago. He could be another type like that. 2:40 at Plumpton and Sussex National, we're going for Kerry Lee's Roussier Blanc. And in the finale, the 3:40, we're going for another Kerry Lee horse in Aces Over Eights.
Superb. Thank you very much, James. Good luck and enjoy it on Sunday.
No worries.
So there you go, the thoughts of James Millman on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:30 p.m. with Darren Owen, John Budden and James Millman in the studio. It's Chelmsford City, Plumpton and Nace. So plenty to look forward to along the way. Do tune in for all that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.